the climate of Christianity today, and it's been this way before, and it'll be this way again if this dies out. The climate of Christianity, particularly in America today, is that somehow Christianity is a supernatural experience. That Christianity is a spiritual life that somehow gives you something extra. It moves you, it puts you above the rank and file, the ordinary. It gives you something. And what these stories tell us is that's nonsense. This man is being abused. He's the victim of injustice. He's being maltreated. Yeah, there is no benefit here in his Christianity that is making his life successful and making it work. And so the Lord speaks to him. And that text is for us, not just for him. That's why it's here 20 centuries later. To say that in the midst of all that's happening to you, I am working out my purpose. You're going to wind up where you are, where you need to be, according to my plan. There is no free will here. I mean, Paul is bound. He's being held. God is manipulating the events of the Jews and the Romans, the history, the movement of time and space to get him where he wants him to be. Now, this is an extremely important biblical idea. You see, there are no free agents wandering around in the New Testament deciding to do this and deciding to do that. It is the Lord of the church who has his hands on these people, and in the midst of all the business of life, he is working out his purposes. There's a kind of predestination taking place here.
So some people today might